Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The 22nd annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon.
Presented by Arbella Insurance. Here for the Jimmy Fund. Here for good. And by Drains by James. New England Recovery Center in Westboro. House. And FindMassMoney.gov.
We need your help. Dial 877-738-1234 to make a gift.
We're right back to it. The WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon.
All right, here we are closing out day one of the WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon presented by Arbella Insurance. Joe Weil with you. The one and only Rob Bradford joining us in studio as well.
Let's get rid of cancer.
Let's do it. We're already over $1 million as well. Our last total that we have been updated on, $1,067,436. We just got a $100,000 gift from a donor in California.
Oh, yes.
Was that you?
I mean, I funnel all my money through California, yes. Yeah, through my sons in California. But, so whoever that is, thank you, a huge thank you. We could go down the list of celebrities who it may be. Maybe if we go down that list, it'll get us all the way to 11 o'clock. I don't know. But, there's so many people, too, who I know that even the faceless, nameless people who have donated, I know throughout the years, I know a lot of people who have, but pretty chunks of change who don't want to put their name on it, and some obviously who do, but it's just, you know, every year it just blows me away how much people donate, and for a good reason, really, Joe. I mean, the fact is, I like charities where you can see you do this and this happens. You know, you donate this, and this is the impact of it. And we hear throughout the course of all these days, through all these interviews, about the tangible way that this contributions actually help people with cancer. And so that's, you know, if you want evidence of why you should donate, listen to these interviews and it'll be smack you in the face with them.
Yeah, and that was the special part about today, all day long, just hearing the stories from people and, you know, how Dana-Farber has impacted their lives and how the money that has been donated to cancer research has impacted people, and just to hear what they've had to go through. And, you know, for the people out there listening right now, here's how you can donate to the fight against cancer. There's a couple different ways you can do that. The phone banks are still open, and so here's the toll-free phone number, 877-738-1234. You can also donate online, www.jimmyfund.org. You can also text to give as well. Text K Cancer to 20222 to donate $25. Rob and I are going to be on until 11 p.m. We're going to talk some Red Sox baseball, but also, of course, about the Jimmy Fund as well. Again, we're in day one of the two-day radio telethon, and as I just mentioned, the total already over $1 million, which is awesome to see here in day one of the two-day radio telethon. And, you know, Rob, you talk about some of the big names that have donated, you know, to the Jimmy Fund, and just seeing it today on our network, you know, the David Ortiz's of the world, the Brock Holtz, who I know you were able to get to.
We were on.
Yes.
Remind everybody that he threw the slowest pitch in the history of baseball, yes.
And he also got on with Joe tonight, and he and Lakin, his wife, part of a five-run fifth inning, so they brought that good magic as well. And also Carlton Fisk joining
WES. Yeah, my third cousin.
Yes. Is that true?
Yeah, that's what my dad told me in, like, third grade. So
what's the connection there?
My grandfather's mother's maiden name was Fisk. So they're from New Hampshire, so why not? I tell you what, though, a lot of street cred in Little League when you're telling your third cousin is Carlton Fisk, the height of Carlton Fisk. So anyway, it was good that my third cousin stopped on by. Absolutely.
Every time you hit a ball down the left field line, were you waving the hands?
No, but you know, I try to imitate him in wiffle ball. Like, you know, I could do the whole 78 batting order. You were like negative 50, but it's but that and obviously Governor William Bradford, who is give me a lot of street credit Thanksgiving time, the direct lineage there, which I got a chance to, speaking of the Texas Rangers, they're in town. They have the Bradford pitching for them, right?
Yep.
So, and we realized that we were related. And nothing has to do with the most important part of the day, which is donate to the Jimmy Fund. But you know, we're here to entertain, inform, and educate. And I think we're doing all of that all the way up to 11 o'clock.
And to keep it on topic, Rob, you have such a good pulse on this team, and you've gotten to know these guys so well. It was so cool to see these guys speak about what it means to be part of this. Obviously, Garrett Whitlock, who's the Jimmy Fund captain, and then Tanner Houck, too. Those guys are so close, but they both, you know, have been such a big part of this. And then to hear Rob Refsnyder and Liam Hendricks as well, who are all getting to know, you know, here in Boston pretty well. This means something to the players.
Like, I think one of the things, Joe, is that the team does a good job of introducing the players to the charity. And within that, they see how the charity has impacting, especially these kids. And when players are around the kids and they understand, like, this is what these kids are going through. And we see it throughout these course of these couple days. And anybody, I was over there on the set, and you're just seeing it in person. It's so impactful because, and I know this has been said time and time again, but what is amazing is these kids, they're just so just vibrant, and they have smiles on their face, and their personalities are off the charts, and all of it, and a lot of times it's with, you know, tubes coming out of them. It's all of it. My point is that when the players are introduced, that, like, much like we're introduced to that, and because of that, how can you not be impacted, and how can you not understand how important this is? And I think that has permeated itself throughout every single Red Sox team that has been here this time of year.
And yeah, I think it was Rob Refsnyder saying it today. I was listening to him talk on Nesson about how the kids actually energize them more than, you know, the players. I mean, the players, obviously, they energize the kids. The kids are so excited to see the players, but it's the players who come, you know, out of that feeling energized and, you know, obviously taking so much away from the experience. Again, to donate to the fight against cancer, 877-738-1234. Online also, www.jimmyfund.org. You can also text to give. Text KCANCER to 20222. And Rob, you grew up in this area, so you could speak to the Jimmy Fund a little bit better than I have, because I've known Boston as an adult and have learned about the Jimmy Fund, you know, having lived here as an adult. As a kid, I mean, it becomes a real community type thing because kids and people that grow up in this area know about it. And I think that's what's neat, is that because it's a year-in, year-out thing, it becomes such a fabric of the community that it's like, okay, at this time of year, we all know what we have to do.
Yeah, I mean, I remember growing up and going to Fenway Park, and I believe there was a big Jimmy Fund billboard over where, you know, in back of the bleachers for years upon years upon years. And when you're a kid, every little part of the park you want to know about, and you want to know about that. And so we all understood that. We all understood going back at Ted Williams, the history. And so, yeah, but I will say this also, Joe, is I remember Lucas Sims, his first day, I think I was wearing one of the Jimmy Fund shirts, because one of the great things is that I get a chance to get free shirts and then wear them randomly throughout the course of the year. but in this case, you know,
it was, oh, yeah,
yeah. Listen, I mean, it's they're good shirts, man.
I never knew
they're good shirts. They're in the rotation, so everybody's a winner. But I was wearing it when Lucas Sims, last year's version, when Lucas Sims was in, he said, "Oh, Jimmy Fund, you know, I've heard about that." And you're like, "Oh, that's cool," you know, because, you know, Lucas Sims had no affiliation to here. He was in Cincinnati, but he had heard about it, and I think that's the other cool part about, you have people outside Boston and outside. This is an enormous, enormous deal. This whole telethon is something that I think that is just not replicated really throughout the entire country, certainly in a baseball season. So the entire community of baseball understands how important this is these couple days, always has and always will.
And I mentioned that you brought Brock Holt onto the set when Jones and Mego were on, and he, of course, came on with Joe today. Can you talk about him a little bit? Because this is a player that obviously, you know, he hasn't played for the Red Sox now for a couple of years. But he's so beloved by this community, obviously, because he won a World Series. But it's that other aspect of it. And I know you've talked about this a ton, about just what it takes for a player to get playing in Boston. And Brock Holt was that type of guy. And there's so many guys that fit that mold. But just of the players that ended up stopping by today, and you obviously having a good personal relationship with him, what made him in the Jimmy Fund such, or what has made him in the Jimmy Fund such a nice mix together?
Well, I think that it's a good question, Joe, and I'm, you know, as you're talking, I'm trying to think about a good answer. And I think the answer is something I come back to with all these guys who I've covered, who I really have ingratiated myself toward, or they've ingratiated themselves toward me, and that's that they're genuine. I mean, they're genuine. And Brock Holt is a really, really genuine guy. Like, his care, he was genuine how he treated the media. He's genuine in terms of how he loved playing baseball. He was genuine about being a good teammate. It was very genuine about the Jimmy Fund. And if there was any question about that, just look at his first pitch today about the mom of the cancer patient that where he had grown, how him and his wife Lakin had a relationship with, and the emotions that came out when he saw the mom. So, I mean, all of this is very genuine, and I think that that's what people in Boston want. That's what they love. They understand that a guy like this, number one, as a player, he plays hard. He's a good teammate. He's everything that you want. And by the way, he wins championships, won two of them, right? So it's that helps. But really, really, I think at the heart of it is just that he's just a genuine person. And that was what we were reminded of again today with him and his wife, Lakin, stopping by.
Yeah, that was great to have them in the booth. Great to hear from both of them today. And if you want to donate to the Jimmy Fund again, the toll-free number, 877-738-1234. The banks are still open. You can also donate online at www.jimmyfund.org. Text to give, text KCANCER 20222 to donate $25. By the way, the Red Sox did win tonight by a score of 9-4 against the Texas Rangers. Let's hear from Alex Cora and what he had to say after the Red Sox took care of business tonight and won the series.
I throw the ball well, extremely well. Good four-seamer. The sweeper was good, and he gave us a chance to win.
What do you think he did to kind of make the adjustment?
I think the four-seamer played better than the last three or four. Command was a lot better. He was on the attack, very efficient. Gave us a chance to win the game.
What happened in the sixth? Yeah, he did not give up for that, and it just seemed like Boston's group.
No, I mean, they're good hitters. Yeah, I mean, sweeper in the zone, Kelly, right, gets a base hit. Tavares, he's a good hitter from the left side. Got him, and then, you know, the walk, I mean, Simeon got a fast backup cutter, hit off the wall, and then the walk to Simeon. So, you know, we're going to be aggressive. You know, we're going to use everybody, and we're going to try to get 27 outs however we can to win games. You know, we're in the middle of playoff chase or whatever you want to call it, you know, and if I feel like that's the moment of the game, that's the moment of the game. Sometimes it's going to work, sometimes it's not going to work, but it's not going to be for lack of aggressiveness. You know, if I feel they're throwing the ball well, we'll keep rolling with them. If I feel like the matchups benefit the bullpen, we'll go to the bullpen.
Kyler has talked about not just throwing strikes, but calling strikes. What did you see from him in that regard?
Like I said, the four-seamer was really good. He was able to elevate. It had velo, it had life, and I think that was a separator.
Sims had some tough ones lately, just to see him.
He hung a slider to Altuve. I don't think he's thrown the ball well. Good cutter, good slider, good four-seamer. You know, in that moment, obviously, you know, Boos didn't get the lefties out, right? And we needed to go to him and gave us more than enough, you know? So he'll be down tomorrow, but that was great. We won the series. Now we got to be ready for tomorrow, try to sweep him.
How much trust has Sims just kind of earned in a short time here that you feel comfortable putting him?
I mean, that's why we traded for him, you know, because we felt like stuff-wise, he's really good. His slider is one of the best in the league, and that's why we got him. They're going to pitch, all of them. They're going to be part of this.
He's getting four from
Kenley
after, you know,
last night. Yeah, they called down in the eighth when we sent Horn, and he's like, I'm ready for four. I'm like, okay, thank you. So it was either him for four or Kelly with two men on, with one out. But, you know, Horn did a good job. You know, he got Seager out and gave us two outs in the eighth, and the big boy came in and did his thing.
When you talk about aggressiveness, you know, obviously we know what happened with Horn and Seager last night, going back to them there.
I mean, we're not going to bring a righty for Seager. He's one of the best hitters in the league, and we're going to go with the matchup. You know, you cannot live with what happened yesterday. We have to execute. That's the bottom line. You know, if he gets that slider down and away, maybe it's another story, but you got to trust your bullpen.
See, Connor, swing of the bat.
Yeah, I mean, got a slider in the zone and put a good swing on it, and then he pulled his hands in, hit over there. We did a lot of good things today offensively. Ran the bases well. Play good defense. It was a good all-around game.
You talked about Rafi pregame. The first hit he had, the pitch looked like it was 6 inches below his zone. Can you speak to his ability to get his hands to the ball and make contact?
I mean, he's prepared. Sometimes he's going to swing and miss, but it's not lack of preparation. He knows what he's hunting at the plate, and he was ready to go from the get-go. We just faced Urania in Texas. He has a pretty good idea how he's going to attack them and put a good swing on it right away.
All right, that's the head honcho, Alex Cora, talking after the Red Sox 9-4 victory over the Texas Rangers. Joe Weil with you, Rob Bradford alongside here for Red Sox Review, and we just got an update from the Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon, and we're up to $1,095,541. And that's awesome. And we're still not done yet. Again, you can call 877-738-1234. You can also donate online at www.jimmyfund.org. Text to give, text cancer to K-Cancer to 20222 to donate $25. So, Rob, Red Sox have won two in a row. And it seemed like, you know, a couple days after, it felt like the sky was falling.
Yeah, man, it was the tipping point. Let's be honest, it was. Like, I think it was, Joe. It was like you're sitting there three games out. You've lost three in a row. James Paxton is done, you know, which is a big part, big equation. Like, I think I wrote this in the headline. It's like, this is the worst injury at the worst time. It was. I mean, we all knew that starting pitching was going to be their, no pun intended, but their Achilles heel, you know? And although he doesn't have Achilles, so I guess there's no pun intended. So, but it was one of these things where if they lost yesterday and Kansas City wins, you're four games out. And it just feels like four is a big deal. Like, four is a big deal, especially after you're losing games in a row and you don't have the starting pitching that you did and you're piecing it together. But all of a sudden, out of nowhere, we're sitting here with the good vibes again, the good vibes from yesterday. Alex Cora seemed like he wanted to take a nap after the game tonight. I mean, because, I mean, it's been an exhausting couple of days, let's be honest, where, you know, you have everything that happened last night. He was clearly energized. And today's a long day. Like, today is everything. It's a long day. And so to come away for the win is a huge, huge deal. Kansas City loses. You're a game out. Everything is turned. And you bought, if nothing else, Joe, you bought yourself some more time, right?
And, yeah, I completely agree with that. And I did the post-game show on Sunday, and it was a dreadful game. Dreadful game with Paxton getting hurt. They were just kind of down from the get-go. You knew, you know, with another bullpen day, the odds weren't good. And I said on the post-game show that it felt as low a point as when they lost to the Phillies in that first game they played at Fenway, because they were 33-34 at that point. And you were just kind of wondering, like, okay, how do they get the upswing back?
You know what? Another people, and I saw somebody else say this, It had the danger of feeling like the Blue Jays series last year coming out of the trade deadline.
Yep.
You know, where, you know, that was the, we're underdogs, and then even everyone's like, well, you have the Blue Jays, a team that's right in front of you, you're playing three in a row, and then you get, like, kicked in the face by the Blue Jays for three in a row, and then you're sort of, like, swimming upstream the rest of the time. So that's how it potentially feel, but that's another one, good one, too, the Phillies. And listen, they're not out of the woods yet, man.
No.
Like, they're not. And we can talk about their game back. You know, the Royals have been beaten pretty handily by the Twins the last couple days. It's not like they're a juggernaut. But and Kenley Jansen sitting there and saying, you know, why not us? Why not us? But still, you have to figure out the starting pitching. Like, you have to get to the finish line with the starting pitching. And that's Houck, Crawford. Great first five innings today. You know, Cooper Criswell's coming back. He's going to fill in the Paxton spot. You know, Bayo was good. That's encouraging. We'll see how Pivetta bounces back. But there's still so many question marks with this. And so, yeah, you got some work to do. But you know what? So be it. Like I said, I think the best way to put it, Joe, is that you've bought yourself some more time, which is, you know, considering what happened on Sunday, all you can ask for.
Yeah, it certainly is. And again, it's just that you go from the low of feeling, okay, where does this season go from here, to your point? Like, does the bottom fall out? And then instead, a couple days later, they're just one game out again. The question I pose to you, You get Liam Hendricks back. If everybody in the bullpen stays healthy, and you think about all the arms that they have now, especially after the trade deadline, you get somebody like Lucas. I'm glad Alex Cora said that about Lucas Sims, by the way, because people, I feel like, on Twitter have coupled him with Luis Garcia, and I feel like he's been better. He had that one bad game against the Astros and then threw two innings on Sunday, and has nothing to do with the fact that you hyped up his pregame interview with me on Sunday.
Yeah, it's the curse of Lucas Sims.
Exactly.
Or Joe Weil.
But I think about how good the bullpen could be when you have everybody healthy. And the question I want to ask you is, could five innings be enough from your starters?
I think you're overhyping the bullpen, to be honest with you.
You think so?
Yeah. And I'm not saying they're bad, but, you know, that was the whole plan coming out of the deadline, which is we're lengthening the bullpen by getting Lucas Sims and Luis Garcia. And it made sense. I mean, those guys were eighth inning guys. And you had already had Zach Kelly, who had been pitching well. You had Chris Martin coming back. You still had Kenley. You know, the Bernardino and Boozer were still there, viable options. And a lot of that has taken a turn for the worse. So let's be honest. Like, not to say that it can't take a turn for the better, but as we sit here, like, what you proposed is, you mentioned Liam Hendricks. I just, every time anyone mentions Liam Hendricks as, like, a solution to a problem, I'm just like, pump the brakes, man. Like, pump the brakes. We have no idea. We have no idea. The guy's coming off Tommy John surgery. So, can he help? Sure, maybe. But to think that he's going to be the prime Liam Hendricks, I think is maybe not realistic. And then you got to get Lucas Sims right. You got to get Luis Garcia right. You got to get Zach Kelly right.
Yeah.
You know, Chris Martin coming back like he has, that's a huge asset. But to answer your question, is that Yeah. If all those guys, best case scenario with all those guys, yeah, you can do the five innings things. You can feel good about things, but you have to be better. You have to be better. Getting Slayton through today, which, you know, is a huge – I mean, I think the loss of Justin Slayton is bigger than people understand.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So
– yeah, I agree with that. And I was just thinking – because actually I'm glad you brought up what Kenley said to you, because I was going to bring that up to you. Him saying, why not us? And – if you try to make the argument for the Sox, to me that would...
I just want him to say, why not us? So it was a good soundbite. Why not us? Kenley, say it. Come on.
Come on.
Why not us? Why? You know, it's like, that's the great thing about that Kenley. I love Kenley. I love talking to that Kenley. But it's like, okay, Kenley, say this. All right, let's go. Baseball isn't boring. Baseball isn't boring. Kenley, it's the best podcast in the world. It's the best podcast in the world. Yeah, but... but the point, not to interrupt you, but the point is with what we were talking about on the podcast today was, and I mean this, you know, I counted, Joe, 16 teams. 16 teams that could have a viable path to winning the World Series. There is not a sport that comes close to that, where you can say, you know, three quarters through the season that you have 16 teams. And you can question me, but... I'm telling you, there are 16 teams, including the Red Sox, that could absolutely win the World Series. You know how I know? Because the Texas Rangers won the World Series last year. The Arizona Diamondbacks almost won the World Series at 84 wins. This is how this game is working right now. So that's incredible to me.
So, okay, so before we go here, because we have to hit a break, what is the case for the Red Sox that in your mind? Because I was arguing, okay, you maybe shorten the game with the bullpen if you get everybody healthy. What would be your case for the Red Sox?
The case, I think, is I think that the before I get to the pitching, the Tristan Casas, and he hit a home run tonight in Worcester, my guess he'll come back in Baltimore. That can be, even though it's not like the beat, like this is what you need, there's some semblance of a jumper cable aspect to it, like having Tristan Casas back. I do believe that. So that's one thing. But the bigger thing, not even question, is you just have to identify, get three starters. Get three starters that you feel good about. And, you know, they have potentially that option. But there's a long way to go before you can say, well, yes, you have three starters. Like for me right now, I take the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Yeah, they're swinging it so well. I think since June they've been the best offense in baseball.
And you know what? They have the best offense in baseball. And guess what? Jordan Montgomery's pitching better. Eduardo Rodriguez came back. Zach Gallen, Merrill Kelly, they're all there. This is the formula for winning, as we saw last year. Line up good starting pitching, and to your point, get some hot bats, and then you go. The Red Sox can get the hot bats. Now can they line up the good starting pitching?
Well, after today, they're just one game out of the third wild card spot. They take down the Rangers by a score of 9-4 tonight, and we are still being a part of the Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon here, WEI Nesson. Here's how you can donate. Before we hit the break, we'll let you know you can donate. Toll-free number, 877-738-1234. You can also find it online, too, at www.jimmyfund.org. Text to give at TextKCancer 20222 to donate $25. We'll pause for a break. When we come back, we'll come with more Red Sox, or come back at you with more Red Sox review. Big threes in Worcester now. Rob and I will talk about that when we come back right after this on WEI.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
you sit in traffic now. But later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Fighting for those that inspire.
Please help WEEI and Nesson strike out cancer. Please call 877-738-1234 to make a gift.
We're right back to it. The WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon.
Here's a swing of the drive deep to left down the line. If it stays fair, it's gone. And it is a three-run homer deep into the monster seats by Connor Wong. And the Red Sox lead it 6-0. Oh, did he crush it? That was hit so hard it didn't have time to hook very much.
No, off the bat, I thought it was going to hook, but it stayed fair. He, like you said, he hit it so hard, it didn't have time.
Joe Castiglione and the Brock Star on the call. Connor Wong, three-run home run. That is the highlight of tonight's Nissan Red Sox postgame show. Hurry in and save big on a new Nissan at the Nissan End of Summer Sales event. Shop your local Nissan store and NissanUSA.com today. Joe Weil with you, Rob Bradford alongside here on Red Sox Review. It's also the WEI Nesson Radio Telethon presented by Arbella Insurance. We are already over $1 million in terms of donations for cancer research, and here is how you can donate to the fight against cancer. Toll-free number 877-738-1234. The banks are still open. You can also donate online at www.jimmyfund.org. You can also text to give at TextKCancer to 20222. To donate $25.
If someone donates $1 million, Joe Weil will match it.
Yeah, I will match it. I will match it.
I mean, it might take a while for you to match it, but the point is that I think that, you know, and I had some people come up and say, you know, people who work at Fenway say, hey, I've donated this, you know, $20 or whatever it is. It's just, you know, it's do whatever you can. Like, just do whatever you can. It all adds up. We've seen it year upon year upon year. And, you know, it's funny. We're here at the Brighton Studios, and there's photos all over the place about the end result, the end figure. I was just looking at, oh, it's 2013, and it's $3 million something. 2014, $3 million something. And, oh, by the way, I knew it was 2014, because Yoenis Cespedes is posing in the picture.
The short stint of Yoenis Cespedes.
Well, it's like he's right next to Craig Breslow. It's like there's a lot going on there. But the point is you focus on the number, and it's amazing how we always land right around that number, and which is an incredible number.
Not to get too off topic, but I've seen a Yoenis Cespedes Red Sox jersey. Like, what's the craziest Red Sox jersey you've ever seen?
For a
guy that had a short stint here.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. I always find it it's a really good question, because I find it fascinating, any random shirts that anybody have. But I have a Bradford Red Sox jersey. I mean, that's very random.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, it was given to me for my wedding, but I could also say it was for Chad Bradford. So, but yeah, it's, I don't know. Cespedes is a good one. Actually, I know what it is. I saw a Covey shirt, a Dylan Covey shirt.
Oh my God.
Yeah. the 2020 Red Sox.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so it's, yeah, this, but I'm going to be driving home tonight and think of about 15 of them, but yeah, it's always a good time.
Zach said he had a good one. Zach, what do you got?
I am the proud owner of a Players Weekend Robbie Ross Jr. lawnmower jersey.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, Players Weekend is this weekend, but they're not doing they're not doing the names in the back, though, right? I don't know what they're doing for Players Weekend, but this Players Weekend's this weekend coming up.
I like to think somebody out there has an Adam LaRoche jersey too. Six games, remember that?
Oh yeah,
this year for like six games. And then got dealt. I think it was to Atlanta. Yeah, you went back.
I think if you said to me, go buy the most random jersey that you can, I would absolutely buy the Villarreal jersey because Brian Villarreal should always hold a place in your heart for the only human being ever to have more World Series rings than Strike's thrown. So, yeah. He threw four pitches, all balls, won a World Series.
That is
right.
That is quite the feat to accomplish. By the way, we just got another update on the Jimmy Fund radio telethon number. We're at 1,100,642. So, again, another great update, and we continue
excellent
to rack
update.
It in.
Excellent update. Excellent job. And it's going to – tomorrow, everybody wake up, the number will be higher, and then that's when you make the big push. It's going to be another great week of program. I mean, another great day of programming. Yeah, so when I get on my Spirit Airlines flight tomorrow and I land in Baltimore, I expect to be over $3 million.
All right.
Well, let it be said, let it be done.
And you'll match that?
Yeah, sure. I mean, sure. Listen, anybody who can afford a Spirit Airlines flight, you know, has a lot of money. Sure.
Yeah. Synonymous with money. That number I just rattled off, 1,101,000. I said 100,000. 101,642. Before we wrap things up here, we got a couple more minutes before we have to duck out. Wanted to play some sound from the big three, Marcelo Meyer, Roman Anthony, and Kyle Teal, officially members of the AAA Worcester Red Sox. They made two of them made their debut tonight, Roman Anthony and Kyle Teal. But here's what Marcelo Meyer had to say about when they found out they were getting called up from Portland to Worcester.
Yeah, we got the call, obviously us three together in the office, so when we all walked in there, we kind of knew what was going on. But our manager like made a joke that there was like a prospect camp in Haiti, and that's why they brought us in. They wanted to send us over there. We knew he was kidding, but yeah, it was a really special moment, kind of, to get the call up, and then especially with these two guys here who we've been together all season, it's been fun.
All right, so Marcelo Meyer telling about the little joke that was played before they ultimately got the call up there.
Haiti seems an odd choice,
yeah,
I'm going to be honest with you.
Hearing that as well, I noticed there was no like laughs in the crowd as well about that either. They just moved on. But two of those guys making their debut. Marcelo Meyer day-to-day, so he didn't end up playing tonight. But, I mean, this is monumental with these three guys now in Worcester. And Rob, I guess to put into context what this means for the Red Sox, how would you put it to the people listening?
Well, I mean, you're one step away. You know, and they know that you're one step away, and now it becomes, you know, this. We all knew this was coming, but now it gets a little more complicated. And I'm not talking about this year. This year isn't complicated at all. They're playing in Worcester. Good for them. But next year, it becomes very complicated in a good way where, all right, you go to spring training. Are any of these guys going to break camp out of spring training? You know, who has the best chance of breaking camp out of spring training? Because you can make a case for all of them. I find it really, really fascinating. We've focused on Marcelo so long about his path and comparing him to other highly drafted high school shortstops. And now you have a lot of people in that draft class already making the major leagues, including, by the way, Jackson Merrill. Holy mackerel, what a year he's having. He was a high school shortstop, drafted, I think, 21 in that Marcelo Meyer's draft. But, you know, I think that the safe bet, if we're going to talk about this, a safe bet for the first guy to be called up, I think is Kyle Teal. I mean, I don't know. Do you agree with that?
I think I do agree with that.
Yeah,
I think he seems the most. I mean, I think it's just the part of playing in college. He's had a quick rise anyway. And, Yeah, I mean,
and also it's the most natural fit,
right,
too.
Right.
I mean, you can keep Connor Wong, and you can still have Kyle Teal as a left-handed hitting catcher. But you know, Roman Anthony, he's a little bit younger. He's still they still got to figure out how to have like 15 million lefty hitting outfielders. You know, at some point you're going to have to pair some of those guys off. I think some way somehow. And then Marcelo, he's had a good year. He's had some bumps in the road physically, but he's had a good year. But at the same time, there's a guy named Trevor Story sitting in shortstop. And they have, you know, these other guys, potentially even Vaughn Grissom sitting at second base. And I don't think that they want to integrate Marcelo Meyer at second base. I don't know. It's a fun thing to talk about right now, but it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter for this year. It's a great day in Worcester for all those guys, all good guys. Interviewed them a ton. And it's a great – I'm happy for the people of Worcester, too.
Yeah.
Because, believe me, they were all waiting for this day for a long – you know this. Were all waiting for this.
Yeah, Roman Anthony went 3-for-4 today with a run scored. He had a double as well. And Kyle Teal 0-for-4. We'll see when Marcelo Meyer ends up making – his AAA debut. We'll give you the call numbers, how to go, donate online to the Jimmy Fund, and also how you can text to donate as well. Toll-free number, 877-738-1234. You can also donate online at www.jimmyfund.org. You can text to give. Text KCANCER to 20222 to donate $25. Again, I mentioned the last tally that we have as of now, $1,101,642 here for day one of the Jimmy Fund. Rob, any final thoughts for us?
No, let's keep it going. And, you know, tomorrow's a big day. It's always a big day. You know, we always get a great surge of donations in day two. And, yeah, it's going to be great. And it's also, listen, when Cutter Crawford's throwing this perfect game in the fifth inning, like, oh, my goodness. It was a great crowd over there today. Yeah. So another great crowd tomorrow. Another great day with the Jimmy Fund with here at EEI and Nesson and everything else. And we're going to punctuate it tomorrow with Joe Weil and Joe Castiglione.
Should be fun.
Let's do it.
Let's get another Red Sox W as well. 9-4 the final. Sox take it over the Rangers at Fenway Park. Thanks for listening to Red Sox Review. Thank you to Zach Coe. Great work behind the glass as well. He's Rob Bradford. I'm Joe Weil. Have a great night, everybody.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.